you know, fix the lock on the loose so people can get out.
Okay, Rob, in the...
But the viewing holes are still okay in the door, right?
In the stewardess's defense, we normally think people are trying to get into the Mile High Club in the bathroom. So if we hear yelling, we think it's orgasmic, and we're just going
to
leave people alone.
If you need us to send somebody in there to help you get into the Mile High Club, we've got a roster going, but, you know...
Mike Lawson will bring his gigantic penis. Big Fatty will bring his fist. One way or another, we will help you out.
And Donna will bring a wig.
A big old wig.
That's why the doors are so tall, just to accommodate
and,
her.
And round at the top. That's why you think it's like a dick? No, it's actually for Donna Sugar's hair. This is a name-dropping episode.
Bring a broom, folks. We're dropping names.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty will bring his fist.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1846 of the BFO for Thursday, the 19th of February 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to talk about some little shows, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. Hello, polishers. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are polishers. You are polishers because y'all, Big Fatty, when he was at the Von Z's, which I'll get to in a little while, y'all, one of the things I needed to pick up, y'all, when I was cleaning out a cupboard, Big Fatty, old Mother Hubbard, cleaning out a cupboard, what was I saying? Y'all, I ran across a pitcher and a gravy boat and a tray, y'all, I think they're silver. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe they are. So, y'all, when I was at the Von Z's, I picked up a container of silver polish, and so y'all, I'm gonna see if I can get them to shine up, cause y'all, those would be nice things to. Yes, Big Freddy, it would just be lovely. Y'all, today the 19th. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm too excited. May I please do this one today? I know it's a little out of the normal, but Squeaky Kitty and I, yes. All right, Poodle, you and Squeaky Kitty, you handle the celebration of exiting the birthday. Big Fatty, it would be an honor. today, the 19th of February is y'all. He's just so sweet, and he loves Poodle. Hi. Always speaks to Poodle when he calls into the BFO, and sometimes to Squeaky too. And y'all, today is a celebration of exiting of the birth canal. You tell everybody, Squeaky Kitty. Yes, that's right, everybody. It is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal for the one and only Timmy Sis. Baby, we just... Y'all, it's true. Poodle is verklempt. Y'all, it is Timmy Sims. You know, he is up there. I don't know where he is. Michigan, Minnesota. Big Fatty, we don't know, but he's up there where it's colder than a witch's tit. It's true. Y'all, if you see Timmy on the Twitty or the Facebook, you know, he's getting ready to just tell all that shit to take a hike. But, y'all, we hope he doesn't. Or maybe you'll see him over at the Planet Fitness, because, you know, y'all, he is back on the health kick. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, if you see Timmy Sims, anywhere today, y'all just wish him, Big Fatty, wish him a big happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And I know that hashtag Lexi will give him plenty of kisses. And I hope he has a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
Yes, everybody, we hear it. I did not go to the Vons East during my lunch hour today, because y'all, we got a big project, big event going on in the coal mine, hump day, and today, Thursday, and y'all, so we had to have lunch brought in, but y'all, I left a few minutes early, because, you know, you get a lunch hour, but anyway, I left a few minutes early so I could avoid the traffic, and I went to the Vons East after work, and y'all, I didn't pick up a whole lot, But I did get some navel oranges. Y'all, I had gotten some a while back, and y'all, some of them weren't so good, but y'all, the last one I had, it was just as sweet as it could be. It was delicious. Y'all, I got me some roasted peanuts. Y'all, they just look good, so I said, okay. Y'all, I had a coupon to get $1 off two chicken pot pies. Big ready. Y'all picked up a couple of bananas. Y'all, I've already mentioned I got the silver polish while I was there. Y'all, I got a couple of sticks of butter. It was on sale. Y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer Bafran. Two packages for $10. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I got me some country ham. Big Daddy, is it spelled C? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, they had the garden, bags of the garden solid on sale. Buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the good apple snack on sale, so they were three for $6, so I picked up three of those. And y'all, I got me some of my egg whites, and y'all, they had what did they have? They had ruby red grapefruit sections, no sugar added. So y'all, I picked up a jug of that, and y'all, then they had a six pack of the brawny paper towels. Big Freddy, that brawny reminds me of Miss Beaver. They're always wearing that plaid. It's true. It's a brawny. Miss Beaver has been referred to as brawny, I believe. Big Freddy, you should kick your ass if you said that. Anyway, so it was on sale, and y'all, I looked old today, so I got the old person discount. Y'all, I spent $60.62, but I saved $18.20. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Yeah. I guess y'all, last time we was over here, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty at the Horror Hotel. Y'all just waiting on Snake, and y'all, Big Fatty just looks horrifying in that picture. Y'all, Toppy Smelly has spotted Big Fatty. It says, the Horror Hotel pick Big Fatty never wanted you to see. And y'all, it's Big Fatty with a shit wig on. Big Fatty! Anyway, and I don't really understand what that y'all. It's like a drag closet or something. Big Fatty, Toppy Smelly also spotted Big Fatty. It says there are those nights that the action inside the Horror Hotel spills out into the streets, and y'all, it's a picture of strippers with going yeehaw, and y'all, the butts are hanging out of their chaps, but y'all, they're delicious, and Big Fatty is there like a big old fat woman, yes, saying yes, papas, and y'all, then we've got it corrected over here. Sorry, Miss Bacon, number 5 fan of the BFO. Poor Miss Bacon. Thank you.
another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
It's just into the BFO Horror Hotel Travel Report. Granny Durwood and Big Fatty will be heading back to the Horror Hotel 2 weeks from today. Yes?
To the Fat K-B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I just wanted to, we're shutting down a couple of quiz programs. Y'all, do you watch the Junior, the Master Chef Junior? I know that Turnip Head does. The Turnip Head loves the cute little boy on there. Big Fatty, that sounds kind of creepy. Anyway, y'all, the finals of the Junior Master Chef Junior are going to be next week, and y'all, I'm delighted with one of them, and I'm happy for the other one, but it would not have been my choice. But put that in your VRC to record if you're not already doing that. But y'all, it's just a really good show, and y'all, then that I think it's that Hell's Kitchen starts again. It's either the Hell's Kitchen or the I don't know what it is. I think it's the Hell's Kitchen. Big Fatty, you don't really know, do you? I don't. But y'all also coming up in March, y'all, it's the tenth anniversary, the tenth year of the dancing. Now, y'all, even though they haven't announced who the stars are going to be, they've announced some of the pros, and y'all, two of the pros that are going to be missing are going to be that Derek Huff and that Cheryl Burke. They're not going to be on it this season. But y'all, some of the favorites that are coming back, that Mark Ballas is going to be back. Whitney Carson is going to be back. Y'all, Autumn, you know, Autumn, y'all, he's the hot one that was the kind of bearish one, but ooh. He's Big Fatty, you always wanted him to take off his underpants or his shirt. Val is going to be back. Tony Davolani. Big Fatty, I feel bad for Tony. He always gets the old women, and they always, they never make it to the end. Kim Johnson will be back. Peter Murgatroyd. Emma Slater. And, y'all, there will obviously be more, but those are the ones that they have indeed announced. And, y'all, I'm delighted that Autumn is going to be one of them. And, y'all, that's going to premiere on the 16th. The 16th of March. Be ready! Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, this coming Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. in the evening. That's on the 25th. Y'all, the Big Run. The Big Run is going to debut, and it's going to be an hour and a half debut show on the 25th. Then it'll move to its normal time slot on a Friday nights, and y'all, there'll be another episode on the 27th of this week. So y'all, you get a double dose of the Big Run this week. Yes, Big Fatty, that will just be lovely. And y'all, before the Big Run debuts at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all, The Survivor is going to debut at 8 p.m. in the evening, and it's going to be an hour and a half show. And it's y'all, so this coming Wednesday, the 25th, y'all, it's just going to be like Crema. It's just going to be like Crema. You get to gift at of two premieres of the quiz programs that evening. And y'all, it'll just be lovely. And you know, then the survivor will stay in its normal night of Wednesday night. But Big Fatty, but we won't have two episodes of it this week. Is that right? That is correct. You'll just have that one episode this week. But y'all, it's quiz program season is just kicking off. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the other show I want to talk about today is, y'all, that Gotham. I'm going to tell you something. Y'all, it's good. It is just wonderful. And, y'all, I got to tell you, the thing that surprises me the most about Gotham is, y'all, they've already done, like, 23 episodes already this year, and y'all, I think they said on the previews from this week's episode that that there were only 5 more episodes until the finale. And y'all, that means that they've done about 30 episodes in 1 year. Y'all, that is unheard of nowadays. You know, they figure, you know, most shows a season is 13 weeks, and you know, and then they're gone. But y'all, they have really crunched out, and y'all, I think it's really paid off for the network. But y'all, it is really good, and y'all, I don't know. And you know, this is not really my kind of a genre. Big Fatty, it doesn't have a trophy involved at the end. No, it doesn't. So y'all, I thoroughly enjoy it. Y'all, speaking of little shows, y'all have been catching up on some little shows. And y'all, I was surprised to hear different things. Y'all, by the way, did you hear on the Seda's little show that y'all he's doing that Shark Fans? Big Fatty, I'm not sure that's what it says, but it might as well because I believe they're playing like Shot. Big Fatty, but you know, I wish we could get Shark Fans, you know, for Shark Week next week. Yes, Big Fatty. There's a new Toucan and Beanie. I hadn't had a chance to listen to that. And you know, The Big Liar's got a new show out. I don't know what it's called. Y'all, speaking of little shows, y'all, I was talking to that Moose P. Y'all know Moose P. He was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. He was saying that on Two I Say Tuesday night. You know, he's in the North Kakalaki, y'all, that they got, like 2 inches of sleet. Now, y'all, this sounds horrible. Just horrible. Ice and sleet. Y'all, that's what kills the South is because, when the South gets ice and sleet, down come the trees. And, y'all, but, he got that. And then, Wednesday night, they were expecting snow. Y'all, the hat called from Hatlanta and was reporting snow, and y'all, he called back an hour later and said the sun was out. So, you know, y'all, you know, maybe he just pulled the hat up off his eyes. Big Fatty. Older Gussie, Big Fatty, you're really having a trouble filling that last minute there, weren't you? I really was. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, it's supposed to only get to about 34 degrees here in Charleston today. So, y'all, put on your double camisole and stay warm wherever you are, unless, of course, you're on the surface of the sun, and then just take it all off. Big Fatty! Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Seda and Cindy. And Seda, if there's one thing you'd like Big Fatty to do during all this cold weather, it's...
Big Fatty will bring his fist.
Oh, yes, that'll warm you up. Friction, it's just friction, friction.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.